Okay, we are on the very, very bottom of the Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The last line is where it starts the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Hamagarish Esa Isha Vehzira. Person who divorces his wife and then he's Machzer Gushasa, right? He brings her back. So then, Muteres Liyaba. She is permitted to go. Meaning they're married, they got divorced, he brings her back, they get married again, and now he dies. Right? So we say that when he dies, she is allowed to do Yibam. Look at Rashi, and this is gonna become important as we move along. Velo Amrinan, and we don't say Nisuin Harishonim Mapilim Yavanima Lofne Yavam. Meaning there's one possibility in the Gemara that it's the original marriage, right, which places the woman now in front of the yavam, right? Because if that would be true, if the moment they get married now, the first marriage, that's when she becomes now in a certain sense connected to the yavam. So what's going to happen? So says Rashi, "Vahare nesru alav osa nisuim b'shas k'shigirshu achiv v'havilei grushas achiv." This is a halacha known as grushas achiv, your brother's divorced wife, right? The woman from whom your brother was divorced, you're not allowed to marry her. Right? Why? That's the halacha. So the halacha is the moment they get divorced, what happens? They're created, and there was now an erva, an iser between the two of them. Right? For a moment, at least, she became gerushas achiv. She is the divorced wife of his brother, of this man. Right? Of this man's brother. So that moment, what happened? She became aser to him. Now she goes back and she gets married to the brother again, and now the brother dies. So you say, oh, okay, Yibam, right? She was Eshesach, right? Yibam always overrides Eshesach. But it doesn't override Grushasach, right? So you might have said, well, the fact that they ever were divorced means that for that moment, they had this Isra of Grushasach, in which case, forget Yibam ever. So it says Rashi, what the Gemara is telling, the Mishnah is telling me is, HaMegarish Yisei Isha, we're in the bottom of Kuf Chesam Beis, just the beginning of the Mishnah, that if I'm Megarish Yisei Isha VeHechzira, and I bring her back, you might have thought, Asur LeYabam, she's forbidden. Why? Because for a moment there, she became Asura to the brother. So the Kamash Malan, the commission comes to teach you, that's not true. It's not true that she's still Muteres to do Yibam. Okay. Continues the Mishnah on the top of the page. Sorry, that probably happened again. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, V'chein ha-magarish yisei esoma v'achzira. Okay, so now we're getting back into our original conversations here. What happens if the girl was a yisoma, right? Point being, she was married off by her brother or and mother, right? Not her father, right? So we're talking about this, derabanan style marriage. And so she was married to a guy, and he was megarish her. V'chzira. And then he brought her back. Still, muteris, sorry. Rabbi Elazar forbade the original case. Okay, so Megarish Isha Vechzir Materas Yabam, Rabbi Elazar Ozer. Okay, fine. We'll have to see why he says no. Rashi says, the Gemara will explain. Vechain HaMegarish Isha Yisoma Vechzira. So same thing, if a man was married to a Yisoma, look at Rashi Vechain HaMegarish Yisoma, Kitana Sheisi'ua Ima V'yachiyah, right? The same case we've had before. This young girl, her father passes away, and therefore only her mother and brother can marry off, in which case the marriage is not really a full deraisa marriage. So what happens? Says Rashi, "Kitan sheyisua ima v'yachia v'echzira," and then he brings her back. Bein mikanusa, bein mikalusa. He brings her back either when she was a katana or brings her back now only when she became a gedola. Muteres liyabam. She's allowed to marry the yabam still if her husband would then die. Kida amar the misa mapeles ubashas misa haisa ishto. So we're going to see it. Again. She, in this case, she is permitted again to go back to the yavam. And Rashi now just previewed for us the other rationale. Right, the first rationale would be the reason to aster these cases is because that she falls, that b'shas nisuin, she falls to the yavam, right? That she begins a connection to the yavam. Right? Either she connects to the yavam at the moment when she is first married to the husband the first time, right? And that's why the moment she gets divorced from him, you see she becomes now forbidden to the yavam because she now became Grusha Zachiv, or do you say no? We don't. Their relationship doesn't ever begin, right? Her and this brother-in-law until the brother dies, right? Which is after the second marriage, or the third marriage, the fourth, whatever. It's not until he dies that anything starts. And that's what Rashi says. The reason why you're going to allow this girl to now, or now she became an adult, to fall to the yavam is why? Because we only care about their relationship once the death happened. The fact that she was divorced before from that brother, it doesn't matter to us. Fine. So said the Mishnah, Vechen Megarshi Yisom Vechzira Muteros LeYabam. And again, Rabbi Elazar was asked for such a case. Fine. Ketana, next case. Ketana Shisiuha Shisiya Avia. What about Ketana whose father married her off? Right, not a Ketana whose brother and mother married her off, but her father married her off. So the marriage is a stronger marriage in that case, right? Vinyas Garsha, and she was divorced. So we've seen this concept before. Now, if she's a Ketana, and the father marries her off, and she gets divorced while she's a Ketana, she does not go back to being back in his like jurisdiction again, right? He no longer has the ability to marry her off anymore, right? And she becomes like a Yisom V'chayav. It's as if she doesn't have a father anymore. Not for a lot of other halachos, maybe. But in this case, in terms of being able to marry her off, she becomes like a Yisoma V'chzira, and then he goes ahead, and again, the husband marries her again. Divrakol asur liyabam. And then in that case, she is for sure forbidden to the yabam. In that case, look at Rashi. Vichzira bekatnusa says Rashi. Vichzira bekatnusa asur liyabam im meis bekatnusa. Right? If the husband died, if he again, she gets married. You know. Right, the father married her off while she was a Ketana, then she got divorced, right? And then she goes back to the new husband after the father's no longer alive, in which case that new marriage is not really a strong marriage. It's not really, right? It's not really a marriage, right? And then he dies while she's still a Ketana, so then she's forbidden to the Yavam. Why? Says Rashi, imeis bekanusa, if he dies while she's still a Ketana, vafilu l'rabbanan, right? She's forbidden to go to the Yavam. And that's even according to Rabbanan, right? The gerusheha, gerushin gemurin. Because right, her gerushin was real, because her original marriage was real, because her father married her off. Vein chazarasa chazar gemur, but her new marriage was not real, well, not strong, right? Meaning the first marriage was done by way of her father marrying her off, so that's a real strong marriage. But when she gets divorced, now that she like exits her father's jurisdiction, and now she's brought back to the same guy while she's a Ketana, right? But she's a Yisom B'chayav. So she really doesn't have that the ability to make a real marriage. So he brings her back, and her new marriage is not really strong at all. Right? The kedusha ketana in klum, right? Ho of upaka zuchus af, because the father lost his ability to marry her off. Vehi ein layad, and she herself can't affect her marriage really. Vehav yala kegrusha v'yomeda. So she really was just divorced. Right? So if she gets divorced, it goes back and gets married again with this weak, almost nothing marriage, and then becomes a yavama. She's not really yavama. Because her second marriage was really nothing. Fine.
So how is a minor girl who was divorced and is still a minor supposed to get remarried? Or she can't. She really should wait until she's a gadol.
So she could get married back to this guy for like the protection of that marriage, right? Which this is all about.
But her mother and brother can't marry her off. I mean, if she's considered like Yisoma.
She's the same as, she's like that one who her mother and brother marry her off. Right. And the marriage is not really a full-fledged marriage, which still has value practically, but not value halachically.
But if the mother and brother marry her off, we say she can go back, right? And she does fall to Yibam, right?
She's maternally. If the mother and father, if the mother and brother married her off,
yeah, right? Because it's a kind of a garish at the Yitom of
Yechazir. No, so this we're gonna see the difference. We'll see as we move along. The original case where if the assumption is the distinction in the last case, I believe we'll have to see as we move along. But I believe the distinction in the last case, the first case is that she was originally married off by the brother and the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the whole marriage in the first place is only this derabanan marriage.
Okay.
So her gerushin was derabanan, and then the return is derabanan. The yibam will be derabanan.
Okay.
But here, her original marriage was by the father.
Okay.
So that was a full fledged marriage.
Okay.
And then she has a full fledged gerushin, and then she goes back to this kind of derabanan, derabanan marriage, and then she leaves. We're like, so midaraisa, we can't say she can have yibam. Derabanan can't come in and say, oh, do yibam now.
Right.
Because no, she's really grusha. That's the reason. Yes, okay. It's a very good point. Okay. 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 Says the Gemara. Amr Eifa. Eifa is just Rashi says Shem Chacham. Eifa is one of the Amorim. Amr Eifa. My time with the Rabbi Elazar. So fine. So we get the cases now, but we had a machlokas here, right? And we had a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar twice, right? In the first two cases of the Mishnah. And so why is the Rabbi Elazar is machmir? Why does he hold that after this woman who was married, Midr Abanan, right? Married by her brother and her mother, married off to this guy, and now does is divorced, and then comes back, that the Chazat, that the Rabbanan say she's muteras to the Yibam, right? And the Rabbi Elazar says it's aser. Why Rabbi Elazar say that doesn't work? So what's the reason? It says Eifa holva amda alav sha'achas b'isur. We've seen this story before, right? Because there was a apparently adaf kafchas and memav. So because she spent a moment, right, with a mamish iser to this guy, right? Which we mentioned before, but Rashi says sha'achas b'iser grushas achiv shehi bekares, right? Wow, the iser grushas achiv is an iser kares, not a regular iser lav. It's a very serious iser, and therefore, since for a moment she becomes grushas achiv, yeah, now she gets remarried and gets divorced. It doesn't matter. The fact that she was ever the divorced wife of his brother means that she's out and she can't ever rectify that status, and that's why she is stuck as asur to him, and that's why Rabbi Elazar says nothing to talk about. Fine. Even though, by the way, we should point out, she's grushas achiv midrabanan, really, right? Because the original marriage was only a marriage midrabanan, probably. I think that's correct, right? Because she's only married off by the brother and the mother, right? I think. That's actually not true. No, not the first case. That's only the second case, right? No, it's true. The first case is the raisa, right? The first case is a regular marriage and a regular machzor grushaso. Fine, so you're right. So the regular case is midar raisa. Second case is guess would be midar rabbanan, which would make sense, right? We would kind of classify them the same. We oftentimes mirror their rabbanans after their raisas.
Like the first case is she's not a ketana. It's a regular
marriage. The first case is regular, correct. The first case is the raisa. The second case is their rabbanan, probably. Yeah, that's correct. But I'm saying it wouldn't be surprising that we keep the din the same, right? Shachlik always points it out. Every time, right? It came there, I said, Tiknum. Chazal always make their abundance like the derises. Okay, fine. So it says the Gemara, well, we're not so fast. Amle, Rabbanan le'ifa. The Rabbanan said to Eifa, not so fast. Ihachi, if that's true, chalitza nami lo tibai. Now, if you're going to tell me, right, that the whole reason is because amda love sha achas bi isura, she has this iser kares that was ignited between her and this man. And so once that happens, nothing to talk about. There's no Zika. And so she can't possibly do Yibam with him, even when she goes back to the brother and then then he dies, right? So then there shouldn't be a Chalitza either, right? Because you just told me that if you say, Omid Allah, Sha'achas B'Isser, so then there's no Zika at all. She should just go free, right? Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. It's not true. Vatana, we have a brace that tells me, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Amru, Chalitzas. Right, the sheet of Rabbi Elazar actually is not just that she doesn't do Yibam, but that they do Chalitza. So if you tell me that the Savara is because Amda Alav Sha'achas Bisura, then there should be no Zika at all, and there shouldn't even be a Chalitza. But Rabbi Elazar himself holds that there is a Chalitza in the case, in which case that cannot be the Savara. Okay, so Ella Amra Eifa. So Eifa is going to try again. Rabbi Elazar Lo Yadana My Taima. I'll tell you the Savara is, I don't know what it is. That's the answer. He says, I don't know, I don't tell you. So he says, you're right, good point, I don't know what it is. So Rabbi Elazar taps out, Eifa taps out, and we're going to have to try somebody else. Amr Abaya, Rabbi says, I'll tell you the reason. Amr Abaya, hi, new time of the Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason? Mispagalai, he is not sure. Imisa mapeles, inisuin rishonim mapilim. Right, so that's the svar that Rashi introduced us earlier, is the following, right? He doesn't know if it is the Misa itself, that, look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Imisas ba mapeles liyibum or o koach nisuin harishonim." Right? Is it the death of the husband that makes her now qualify for yibum, or is it the original marriage to the first husband? Okay, imisa mapeles. If it's that, it's the death of the husband that first begins any relationship between the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law, right? Ha Ramya Kamel Yibum. So then she could go ahead and do Yibum with him. But if it's like in a certain sense, right? By the way, of course it's true that their relationship begins when she marries the brother. I mean, she becomes his sister-in-law and becomes forbidden to him right away. I mean, that's definitely, she's Eishes Ach immediately, right? So that's definitely true. But the point is that, like, in terms of how we view this question of Yibam, is it the original marriage that starts the whole process here, and therefore we follow her, right, from the moment she's first married to him? Or do we say, no, we just care what happens at the end here, right? So if it's Imisa Mapeles, if it's the death that you know, makes her fall to him in Yibam in a certain sense, we start that Yibam question, Ha-Rem-Nekem-E-Libam. So then nothing started until already she was in the marriage for the second time, and he died, so then she becomes possibility of doing Yibam with him. But Inisun HaRishonim HaPilim. But if it's the original marriage that starts the whole, that originally starts us having a conversation, Ha'amda Alav Sha'achas Biser. So then we know from the first marriage already, when she got divorced, she became forbidden to him, in which case there's nothing. The fact that she becomes a Yavama later, that doesn't matter. That she's already forbidden to him at that moment. So the point being, says Abaye, you're right, that is the Svara, but it's a Suffolk. And since it's a Suffolk, what do? No Yibam and Chalitza Misafik, like we've done for 109 daf, right? You do no in the case of Safik, there's no Yibam, but we do Chalitza Misafik. Fine. Rava Amar, let's try one more svar at least. Rava says, La'olam pshita li Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar knows that what? The Misa Mapelas. There really is the death that makes her connected to him in Yibam, in which case, we don't care about Machzor Grusha, so, and from the second, it doesn't matter, from the moment that he dies, she really should be permitted to do Yibam with him. Umiyu, but however, Hakol Bekiin Begerishin Veda Kol Bekiin Bechazara. Right, what happens? Most people know about, right, divorce. Divorce happens. People are aware that it happens. Veda Kol Bekiin Bechazara. But remarriages that people are not as aware of. It's really true, right? Even today, it's not something that people hear about as much. Usually, it's quieter. It's not as talked about. So not everyone knows that. So what's going to happen? So what's going to happen is not everyone's going to know that she came back to him. Right, and then when she goes ahead and the husband dies, and they do Yibam, what are they going to think? They're going to think that he's marrying his brother's grusha. Or he's not going to know that he ever got remarried. So Mara says, Adarab, that's not true. Chazara came in the Yasva to say, it's like, ah, that's not true. Chazara does have a call. The moment people are married, they're living together, there's a call, we know about it. Right? So Mara says, no, Milo Askinan, the Ahadra Beorsa Vishachi Bitzafer. No, the case is that he married her at night, they got married, and the next morning he died. Right? So no one had any chance to find out. So not because of that case, but because of we're concerned that any case could be confused, right, like this case. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar said, even though really I think Yibam would work, nevertheless we're concerned, and therefore we say no Yibam, and we do a Chalitza Misafek. We'll pick up from here tomorrow.